Ben, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. I think Gardner actually had this story earlier this week, and we just never got around to it, and it came across my desk today, and it's outrageous. Outrageous. One of the most outrageous outrages of all time, I think.
Oh, come on.
This is pretty bad, man. Brooklyn Paper at brooklynpaper.com reporting that a six-year-old Park Slope girl is facing a $300 fine from the city of New York for doing what kids have been doing for decades, drawing a pretty picture with common sidewalk chalk. Obviously, not all of Natalie Shee's 10th Street neighbors thought her blue chalk splotch was her best work. A neighbor called 311 to report the graffiti. So apparently, 311, I had been told it was an information line, but I guess it works like you can get information and give information, too.
Informant line.
So they reported the graffiti, and the Department of Sanitation quickly sent a standard letter to Natalie's mom, Jen Pepperman. Can somebody stop these bureaucrats before they Kafka again, says the Gersh Kuntzman, the author of the article. Please remove the graffiti from your property, sanitation department warning letter read. Failure to comply may result in enforcement action against you.
So, I'm a little unclear. Is it her property, or was she drawing on the sidewalk?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It says
it's
your
just
property
a form letter.
Note.
Perhaps she was drawing on the sidewalk, and it's just a form letter.
That's what I'm guessing. Since when is a kid's chalk drawing graffiti? Well, since the city council passed local law 111 in 2005. And you know, I mean, little Natalie, she's only six. She's only had time to read up through law number 50 by this point. Oh, wait, kids don't read the law? Wait, adults don't read the law either? Who the hell does read this crap anyway?
Well, ignorance, Natalie, of the law is no excuse.
Apparently not. The new law in 2005 defined graffiti as, quote, any letter, word, name, number, symbol, slogan, message, drawing, picture, writing that is drawn, painted, chiseled, scratched, or etched on a commercial building or residential building. Now, that's funny. She wasn't drawing on a building, so how could that be graffiti? In other words, Natalie Shee is not an artistic little girl, but a graffiti scofflaw. No, the law goes on to say that the scribbles can only be called graffiti if they are, quote, not consented to by the owner of the commercial building or residential building. But how could the 311 caller be expected to know if Natalie had her mom's consent to use chalk on her own front stoop? Well, he could have just asked.
Yeah, that's a way to go about it.
Said, I guess, her mom. The whole thing is ridiculous. Admittedly, this drawing was not her best work. She usually sticks to cheerful scenes, not abstracts, frankly. But to send a warning letter like that is outrageous. Now, you have to wonder, did they actually come by and take a look at it before they sent the form letter?
I doubt it very seriously. I think that they probably took the person who called 311's word at it and sent out a little letter.
Pepperman ticked off any number of daily insults to common decency on her block, including but not limited to dog poop, garbage from ill-kept homes, and noise from car alarms. But sanitation didn't get a 311 call about those indignities. It got a call about a six-year-old's drawing. The report came in as graffiti, and as you know, the city's trying to crack down on graffiti on private property, said agency spokesbureaucrat Kathy Dawkins. She says it's a standard warning letter. The property owner has 45 days to remove it or ask the city to remove it. We'll inspect after that, and if the graffiti is still there, the property owner has another 60 days before we'll write a summons. For sidewalk chalk that would dissolve at the first rain, Dawkins says the law is on her agency's side. She's not backing down from this. She says, the instrument used, whether it's paint or chalk, does not matter. But if Dawkins is right, then the city has just criminalized hopscotch, or drawing arrows to point neighbors toward a stoop sale down the block, as long as a neighbor calls 311 to complain. In reality, you'd think the city would, I mean, you'd think they would have backed down on this one. Oh, it's a little girl's drawings? No problem.
Oops.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry. But no, they're right every time. They're government. Of course they're right. They have to be right.
They can't. Well, they can't let a little six-year-old get away with breaking the law, because if she can, then everybody can.
Right, right. You make one exception, and then all of a sudden everybody wants to be a six-year-old drawing on the sidewalk.
Ron Paul for president all over my sidewalk.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Of course, Ron Paul can't solve New York City's problems from Washington, D.C.
You can make them look silly.
In reality, chalkers have little reason to start using invisible ink. The city's preeminent sidewalk chalk illustrator, Ellis Gallagher, says he's outlined street furniture and other objects for years and has never been arrested. Said cops stop me all the time when they just see me drawing on the sidewalk, but once they see that it's chalk, they always let me go.
That's because those cops have common sense.
Apparently so. Gallagher believes that despite local law 111, drawing in chalk is not illegal, but a call to the NYPD revealed there's a lot of gray area. According to the NYPD spokesbureaucrat,
according to the New York penal law, graffiti is the etching, painting, covering, drawing, or otherwise placing of a mark upon public or private property with intent to damage such property.
Now, when pressed to define intent, or for that matter, damage, the spokesman added,
if it can be washed away, it's not graffiti, clearly, but still could be called criminal mischief. If I cover your car with mustard, that's not graffiti, but it is also not legal.
Peppermint is holding firm that her daughter is a pretty artist and not a petty criminal. And for his part, Natalie's father, George Shee, hoped his daughter wouldn't learn the wrong lesson from her graffiti crime wave. He said, I do love that kid, but I wish she would stop capping my tags. What's that mean? Capping my tags.
I think that a tag has something to do with graffiti.
Right.
And perhaps capping a tag means you've written over the graffiti.
Hmm. Well, anyway.
All those years in prison makes me really good at deciphering this kind of lingo.
Only in New York City. Could this really have happened anywhere else? This is the city where there is a law against almost everything. I remember reading a story about someone who was giving a citation for sitting on a milk crate out on his front stoop. I mean, there's just, I think it was a law against milk crates or unauthorized use of a milk crate or something like that. The guy's sitting there taking a rest, smoking a cigarette. You wrote him a fine. What? This is just madness.
That is absolutely madness.
It's called revenue production.
Well, apparently it is, and I guess they're going to clean up the chalk so they don't get themselves the $300 fine, because they do have several days in order to clean up the chalk. But how sad, you know? Really, yeah. This is what it's come to in America. It's not everywhere in America, but this concept of, well, snitch out your neighbors if you don't see something you like.
Yeah.
You know, if they're doing something on their property that you find disagreeable, call the snitch line and tell. That's what we're seeing everywhere. That's not just New York City. That's growing on leaps by leaps and bounds.
This is also a culmination of the mentality that there ought to be a law. That's bad. There ought to be a law against that.
I don't think anyone ever thought that there should be a law against sidewalk chalk, though. I imagine there are some.
Apparently, whoever called the 311 number did.
Right.
But that's the whole point, though. You see, with graffiti, is you pass a law against something, and eventually the legal definition gets expanded to other things that shouldn't be on there.
Sure.
It's common. Look at the definition of a terrorist. What will that be in 10 years?
Yeah, what is the definition of a terrorist anyway? Last time I looked, it had something to do with an individual or group that uses violence to affect political or social change, which I think the government would fit into that description pretty effectively. They use violence all the time to get all kinds of things to change, political and social.
Yeah, I dare not say I agree with you.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So all kinds of crazy things, as always, coming out of New York City. Of course, earlier this week, I don't think we talked about it on this show. Julia and I touched on it on the show that we filled in for over the weekend. But there was a guy walking around naked in Times Square recently. Psh, amazing. And now he got arrested, too. And I don't think he should have.
You know, Mark won't even take his shirt off.
Well, we're getting there, Wayne. I heard an update today that the shirt fund has topped over $800.
Oh man!
So all they need to raise is another less than $200, and we will indeed have Mark take his shirt off. For good, for charity, for the Ron Paul campaign. The $1,000 that he raises is all going to Ron Paul, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, whoever paid $1,000 for it is, well, they're not getting their money's worth, I'm telling
you. It's a group of people that did it, so they've distributed the amount.
I see.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and this is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 17, 2007, gold, 762, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $785.60, $387.30 for half, $193.65 for quarter. That's $785.60, $387.30, and $193.65. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are available, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. Now, we talk a lot about SACL CAI on this show. It's because they are our prime sponsor. And they are a collections company, and they do a fine job at that. Normally, we're asking you to hire them for collections. But tonight, we're going to ask you to, well, if you want a job, if you are looking for some work, and you're a good worker, obviously.
Yeah, they don't want any slackers.
SACL wants to hire you. Now, it will require, as I understand it, some relocation. So if that's something you're willing to do.
Yeah, you pretty much have to be able to go to work.
Right, right. Physically. This is not one of those things you can work from home. Anyway, SACL CAI is hiring, and if you're interested in... And by the way, they are interested in hiring Free Talk Live listeners. So they're giving preferential treatment, as I understand it, to Free Talk Live listeners. So head over to SACL CAI's website. You can link to it from our site at freetalklive.com. It's the top banner on our page. That's freetalklive.com. Look at the top banner to go and visit SACL CAI. And I presume there's something there, contact link or something like that, to get in touch
for
their job offer.
What state are they in, Ian?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Defiance, Ohio.
What a great sounding name for a town.
I'm sure that doesn't live up to its name.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so we started out by talking about graffiti and just an absurd law in New York City that's being used against a six-year-old girl who, you know how kids are, they do the little chalk drawings out on the sidewalk. That's what she was doing, and now she's facing, her and her parents, I guess, facing a $300 fine if they don't clean up the chalk. Now, it's their sidewalk, or at least the sidewalk that's out in front of their home, and it's a little kid, and it's chalk. So what's the big deal? Well, apparently there are all kinds of just micromanagement-style laws like this out there telling you how you need to live your life. And, Wayne, you've got another example of one of these things, not from New York City, but from another city.
Yes, Scranton, Pennsylvania, from the Times Tribune.
Not to say there can't be oppressive, stupid laws in small towns, but it just seems like there's a real concentration of them in big cities.
That's right.
So what's this one?
Well, a West Granton woman could face up to 90 days in jail and a fine of up to $300 for allegedly shouting profanities at an overflowing toilet while inside her home. Dawn Herb, whose potty mouth was caught the attention of an off-duty police officer, was charged with disorderly conduct recently, prompting her to fire off a letter to the editor and vow to fight the charge. "It doesn't make any sense," she said. "I was in my house. It's not like I was outside or drunk." She resides in her home with her four young children. "A cop can charge you with disorderly conduct for disrespecting them?" The obscenities hit the fan when she battled her overflowing toilet around 8 o'clock p.m. Thursday, she said. Although Ms. Herb doesn't recall exactly what she said, she admitted she was frustrated and let more than a few choice words fly. Unfortunately, it was near an open bathroom window. "The toilet was overflowing and leaking down into the kitchen, and I was yelling for my daughter to get a mop," she said. The guy's yelling.
"Sounds reasonable."
"Shut the F up," I yelled back. "Mind your own business." Her next-door neighbor, Patrick something, I won't say it, a city police officer, was off duty at the time, apparently had enough of Miss Herb's foul mouth and asked her to keep it down, police said. When Miss Herb didn't stop, he called the police.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, again, who cares? If it bothers you that much, close your damn window.
Exactly.
Or put in some earplugs.
And you know something? If you got a toilet overflowing, I don't partake in swearing very often, but if a toilet were overflowing in my house and going down through the floor, and I'd be stringing them off like Michelangelo.
Absolutely.
Right. At that point, you never know what's going to come out of your mouth. I mean, it's an emergency.
Right.
People say the darndest things in emergencies.
When the heat is on, when the pressure is high, that's what happens.
Right. When there's a floater going down the steps, it's bad news.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't want me to yell and curse when a situation like that is happening, why don't you come over here and clean it up? You know?
Yeah.
It's just outrageous. Now she's facing a $300 fine.
Or shoot it with his gun or something. I don't know.
I don't know if that'll help.
No. It probably busted up a little bit.
Is there any more to the story?
A little bit, but that's the gist of it.
I gotcha. Just amazing. Look, I understand people want... They're, for some reason, a lot of people in America have an issue with these four-letter words. And I just don't understand it. If people would simply get over it, if you just let people use them without having an issue, they'll lose their power. I mean, people that are easily offended by these words, they just need to just move on. They're letters strung together in sequence. What fundamentally is different about them from every other word you use in your vocabulary?
Well, you know, he probably found the language somewhat offensive, but the volume was an issue, too. If she'd have been cursing under her breath, it wouldn't have been a problem. If she would have been yelling, gosh darn golly, you know, things like that, it probably wouldn't have been as big of an issue. But it's kind of the combination of the two.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he would have snitched her out if she was just yelling at the top of her lungs at the toilet. You know, I've had my neighbors here in New Hampshire. There was one night where they were making some noise, and there were a couple F-bombs coming from that direction. And obviously, things had gotten a little heated over there. Really, I never even crossed my mind once. And it was a little protracted. It went on for a little while. Not half an hour or anything like that, but it went on for several minutes. And I never once crossed my mind. I mean, certainly it was distracting. My girlfriend and I were laying in bed at the time, and we were trying to go to sleep. And I understand some people can't close the window. They don't have air conditioning. So that I get. But really, all I thought to myself was, wow, glad I don't live in that household. You know? I mean, they're cursing at each other, yelling up a storm, just made me feel good about where I was living. Because that's stuff that wasn't going on in my house. And, you know, if you want to air your dirty laundry or your dirty business for all your neighbors to hear, then
they'll listen.
They're going to think some things, and they're going to listen to you. What else do you want to happen? You want to put someone in a jail cell because they cursed at the top of their lungs at an overflowing toilet? I mean, this is just madness.
Yeah, it is.
Well, some of it's revenge for him, her telling him to, pipe down when...
It's retribution.
Yeah,
because how dare you do that? I'm a police officer.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got a story of some petty nonsense law that is, I guess, in existence in your town or city, I'd love to have you share it. 800-259-9231. Whether or not you've been charged with it, if you just know it exists or you've seen a story, just very curious as to how micromanaging these things can get. In the meantime, since we started talking about 311, a number that you can apparently call in New York City to snitch out your neighbors, which is how the little girl, the six-year-old girl, got caught in the first place for graffiti because one of her neighbors dialed the snitch line and snitched her out. Well, apparently it's also going on, not the 311 thing, but snitching. It's going on down in Massachusetts as well. According to Michael Graham at the Boston Herald, they're watching you right now. They counted every beer you drank during the recent Red Sox games, and they see you sneaking out to the garage for a smoke. They know that if you've got a gun... and where you keep it. They're your kids, and they're the National Security Agency of the Nanny State. I found this out after my 13-year-old daughter's annual checkup. Her pediatrician grilled her about alcohol and drug abuse. Pediatrician. Now, we knew that DARE officers were doing these things in government schools. We knew that much. You send your kids to an anti-drug class, you can expect that they're going to be asked questions about your drug use. But now the doctors are being used as an information recruitment arm for the state. We'll tell you more about this little program and what it means for your freedoms. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take a CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You will know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Now, we've been talking about these silly laws that they have throughout American cities that just micromanage your behavior. They don't even allow you to curse at your toilet when it's overflowing, apparently, in some cities. And also talking about how a lot of these laws encourage your neighbors to snitch you out. Sometimes it's even with a cash reward. I mean, really, it's that bad these days. We really do live in a snitch society, and I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy for to encourage these sorts of relationships. You should be getting along with your neighbors, not trying to figure out ways to enrich yourself by reporting them for some sort of piddly little violation on their property.
Right. Your neighbors shouldn't be some way that you can cash in by snitching on them.
Right.
That's bad.
Right. It's bad enough that we already had busybodies before all these snitch laws, but now they're rewarding the busybodies, which encourages busybody behavior. That's not something that we need. But I would love to have you share with us what the busybody laws are like in your area. What sort of leverage are your local governments giving the busybodies living on your street? 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll again tell you this story from the Boston Herald, Michael Graham. Now, what's interesting about this story, besides the story itself, is the author is a radio talk show host who I've only heard him once because I live in Boston, but I get the impression from just seeing the guy's website that he's one of these Rush Limbaugh wannabes, you know, just your standard cookie-cutter conservative talk show host. And I find it interesting that he's so outraged by the this invasion of privacy here, that essentially what he's going to tell you about is his 13-year-old daughter went for an annual checkup, and her pediatrician grilled her about alcohol and drug abuse. Now, not the daughter's boozing, but the parents' drug and alcohol abuse. Now, most of these law and order conservatives are real gung-ho about the war on drugs. They think the war on drugs is a wonderful idea. But I guess that you're right, Mark. Everybody really does have their line in the sand. Everybody does have a point at which the government has gone too far. And now that the government has recruited doctors, apparently, to do its investigative work for it, now some conservatives are getting outraged about it.
I don't blame them. I mean, you know, it's outrageous, but people do have their line in the sand, and this is what we have wrought here, you know?
He says, the doctor wanted to know how much you and Mom drink, and if I think it's too much, my daughter told us afterward, rolling her eyes in that exasperated 13-year-old way.
She asked I could just see it.
She asked if you two did drugs, or if there are any drugs in the house.
Yeah, like you're that cool, Dad.
What? I yelped. Who told her about my stash? I mean, it's an outrage. I turned to my wife. You took her to the doctor. Why didn't you say something? She couldn't, she told me, because she knew nothing about it. All of these questions were asked in private, without my wife's knowledge or consent. My daughter continued, well, the doctor wanted to know how well we get along, and if, well, Daddy, if you made me feel uncomfortable. Great.
Uh-oh.
I send my daughter to the pediatrician to find out if she's fit to play lacrosse, and the doctor spends her time trying to find out if her mother and I are drunk, drug addict sex criminals. We're not alone, either, thanks to guidelines issued by the American Academy of Pediatrics and supported by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Doctors across the state are now interrogating our kids about Mom and Dad's bad behavior. We used to be proud parents, but now, thanks to the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, we've become persons of interest. The paranoia over parents is so strong that the AAP encourages doctors to ignore legal barriers and deference to parental involvement and shake the children down for all the inside information they can get. After all, we're trying to save lives here.
I happen to be on IM with Jason from SACL CAI. He says that one of his little brothers was asked at a doctor's visit whether there were any guns in the house.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Next paragraph. Debbie is a mom from Uxbridge who was in the examination room when the pediatrician asked her 5-year-old, does Daddy own a gun? When the little girl said yes, the doctor began grilling her and her mother about the number and type of guns, how they're stored, etc. What's so funny?
Daddy's got 3 Uzis. Mommy's got a 20-gauge shotgun.
This is just unbelievable.
A 20-gauge is good mommy-sized.
If the incident had ended there, it would merely have been annoying. But when a friend in law enforcement let Debbie know her doctor had filed a report with the police,
dear God,
about her family's entirely legal gun ownership, she got mad. She also got a new doctor. In fact, the problem of anti-gun advocacy in the examining room has become so widespread that some states are considering legislation to stop it.
Well, they should. You know what kills me about this, though, is this is supposedly a conservative talk show host who probably wouldn't even think about this much or even maybe stick up for the practice if it hadn't happened to him.
Mm.
But he would only be concerned about civil liberties if his guy wasn't in the White House.
Yeah, he certainly would be more concerned.
You don't hear a peep out of so-called conservatives now about civil liberties, not because their guy's been in the White House for 7 years. But believe me, if Hillary gets in, you're going to hear them all of a sudden. They're all going to be libertarians again.
Yeah, they're going to change their tune.
You're right.
See, that's the God's honest truth. I started listening to Rush Limbaugh back when the great conservative contract with America
back
was
when
going
he was on TV.
On TV. I was listening to him on the radio, and then he went on TV. So I don't know when that was, 92, 93, like that, I started listening. And I loved everything he said. Small government this, small government that. And I remember in 1999, we were deciding who we were going to vote for in 2000. And he said, the real small government guy here is George W. Bush.
No nation building. That's what he said when he was running. Small government.
That's what got me to the point where I was just about ready to vote for George Bush. I never did get to vote in that particular election. But you know, I might have voted for George Bush in 2000 on based on what Rush Limbaugh said, and it turns out not true. What a right. surprise! And he, what is Rush Limbaugh doing every single day? Apologizing for the Republicans in there and how they're just shoving their pockets as full of cash as
is
they possibly
he's
can.
He's apologizing for that?
I don't mean apologize.
He's an apologist. For
an apologist. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's an apologist for the fact that they are doing those
right.
things. He's
it's
he's
okay.
making excuses.
At
for
least,
them.
At least it's not the Democrats. You know? I mean, I don't understand. What difference does it make to me what color the shirt the thief is wearing? It's still a thief.
You know, I think it would be awful if what you say comes true, Wayne, and that a Democrat wins the presidency and that shifts the Republicans back into their small government mode again, because I think there are a lot of Republicans that have been fed up with the fact that they've been lied to and that it's all been a scam and they know it. But I wonder if they'll sort of forget about it if all of a sudden the entire party and all the candidates shift back to, you know, on the attack mode, mm-hmm. going after the big government Democrats and, you know, positioning themselves as small government again. Will they just tell themselves, oh, well, they're finally back to their principles.
I think I can
get behind them again.
I think that they
I'm not forgetting about it. Are you?
I think no. I won't, but I think they absolutely. The American people absolutely will. I'm sorry, but I believe that they will. I
These are the same
fall
people
for
that don't know what year 9/11 happened.
That, yeah. They don't know who the vice president is. I'm sorry, but you know, I believe that each individual is the most qualified person to run their own life. Mm-hmm. I just think they're wholly unqualified to vote for who runs mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, like we've said before too, if Ron Paul does not win the Republican nomination, Hillary is going to win.
Probably.
I believe that to be the case.
Because all the other ones are perceived as being just like Bush, and everyone is disgusted with him.
Right, and no one wants to go to war. No one wants
right.
to keep going to this war.
And Hillary can even intimate that she's for the war or and for bombing Iran, but because she's a Democrat, she's still perceived as being a little bit different.
Right, she gets a pass.
She gets a pass.
Because she's been saying something about opposing war, even though she's not really serious about it, and it's very unlikely that she's going to do anything about it, even if she does get elected. But 800-259-9231. Speaking of war, some people believe, and I'm sure a number of conservatives believe this, that war is healthy for the economy. And Wayne, you want to talk about that? This is Free Talk Live. We'll cover that in your calls as well. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's that easy. 41 categories to shop in, a huge selection of products. And so if there's something you've been looking to buy, they probably sell it, and it's probably a really good price, and you might even get free Super Saver shipping. Get your shopping experience started through this link, amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything you buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut. All right, so we are talking, or we were just about to jump into this, about war, and a common, very common misconception about it. A lot of people believe that war is good for the economy.
That's what they tell us. War is good for the economy.
The only time I ever heard that was as an adult from other people. Do they teach you that in government school?
I don't know where I've heard it, but along the way, it gets around,
that's for sure. And Wayne, you have a rebuttal.
That's right. Life, like death and taxes and the weather, war profiteers are perennial, and little is done about them. And it's useless to pass judgment on war itself. It's such a fixture of human history that some see it as kind of progress.
Ugh.
So let's assess the popular notion that war is good for the economy. The broken window fallacy originated in a parable about war in an 1850 essay. In brief, a boy breaks a shopkeeper's window, but people gradually decide that the boy is not a vandal. He is a public benefactor who has helped the glazier, who is the glassmaker, earn money and then spend it with the baker and the shoemaker.
Mm.
The fallacy is that the public considers only the visible benefits of the broken window and not the hidden costs to the shopkeeper. Even worse, sometimes in real life, the glazier hires a boy to break the window.
Yeah, well, that's the military-industrial complex.
Right.
That's right.
That would be Exxon and all the big oil companies. I don't want to name names as to which ones they are, but
it's not necessarily oil. It's the weapons manufacturers like, you know, Lockheed and Raytheon and those people.
I think in the particular case of the Iraq War, is largely oil played a very big part.
Oh, sure. I'm not denying that. I'm just pointing out that that the weapons manufacturers, I think, probably are profiting more so than the oil companies. Just, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. So the author goes on to say, he says, there's 3 basic ways to fund wars: increase taxes, assume debt, and decrease other spending. Lately, the U.S. is doing at least 2 of the 3, pushing war costs into the future. War funding may benefit segments of the economy, mostly contractors, suppliers, and some skilled labor, but the opportunity costs are far greater. Material manufacturers make money and spend it in the broader economy, but few count the hidden opportunity costs, the places that money could have gone instead. UK-based Oxfam published a report last week showing that war is not good for the sub-Saharan African economy, which received about $300 billion in aid during the last 15 years and spent it all on armed conflict.
Yes, they've gotten all that money in aid, and all they've done is spend it on wars with each other.
Right. This is what happens.
That's the problem with the aid. Is
foreign aid, yeah.
Right, with the foreign aid is we give it to the governments. We don't give it to the people. As much as we'd like to help those people over there, the governments get the money.
It's unlikely that even if you wanted to give it to the people, that the government would allow that.
Absolutely not.
It'd step right in and snatch your foodstuffs.
Right. If you gave food or clothing or things like that, they'd probably take the food and the clothing and sell it and take the money and fight wars with it.
Yeah, and a lot of foreign aid also goes to big corporations, and some of them are multinational, some are American corporations who have contracts with those governments. So whether it's to supply arms to those countries or whatever, there's a lot of that money never goes to the people anyway, supposedly where it's supposed to go. Anyway, this report we were talking about from Oxfam compares the economies of countries at war with those of countries experiencing peace. According to the report, the average war, civil war or insurgency shrinks an African economy by 15%. And the continent loses about $18 billion U.S. dollars a year to conflict. The study doesn't measure the cost of refugees, rebuilding, and other consequences. The prerequisites for war is the negative social mood that generates from the provocations and reasons for war. Then we know that the biggest surge in popularity and power any leader ever gets is at the beginning of the war. When handed that choice, some do not resist. War can be prevented.
Look at it. It happened right here. I mean, George Bush... Mm-hmm. Very popular at the beginning of the Iraq War in comparison to where he is today. He just hit a new
low. Extraordinarily popular at the end of, when 9/11 occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And one could call that the beginning of the War on Terror.
You could.
That's right. And war can be prevented. The Cuban Missile Crisis provides one of the classic political science lessons for that. But there are no parades, no medals, no heroes, or celebrations for prevented wars.
Mm.
In the aftermath of prevented war, what... do we have our functional schools, we have buildings, water systems, healthcare, roads, bridges, and quality of life. Oh, and some people are alive who would have been dead.
Sure. Right.
We seldom think about that.
The idea is that we're going to spend the money somewhere, whether we spend it on things that go boom.
You mean the government?
Right. The government is going to spend things somewhere, spend money somewhere, whether it spends it on things that go boom, or whether it leaves it in our pockets for us to spend, or whether it spends it on social programs, those kind of things. Any of those things is better than things that you blow up. And
yeah, that's true.
The 3,000 people that have so far died in Iraq were essentially their lives are wasted. They're not going to come home and do anything good for the economy. And the 20-something thousand people that have been injured,
they're going to be a drain on the economy.
You got it. We seldom think about where the money could have gone and how the lives would have been lived, as you were saying. Unfortunately, it is unlikely that humans will ever renounce diplomacy by other means, but we should subject it to critical thought, weigh its costs rationally, and do our best to anticipate it and understand its causes and effects.
You know, the other thing you have to look at with, there are several different reasons why war is destructive to the economy, and just looking at America and the wars that it's fighting right now, we already know they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on the Iraq war conflict. Now, you have to remember, they're also not collecting that from taxpayer dollars. They're creating the money from thin air.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another
way. And creating debt that we'll have to that our children will have to pay off later.
Right. So that's another way they're harming the economy, by just inflating the money supply in order to fund. Now, the weapons manufacturers are just, they're peachy keen. They're doing fine because they're getting all these military contracts, and they're the first people to get the printed money, so it doesn't lose value until it starts to trickle through the system. And... so, while war does benefit some companies, it does not benefit the entire economy. It, in fact, is a destroyer of value, not only through the process of inflation, but if you go back to the broken window fallacy, people see the repair job as being valuable, but what you don't understand is they're cleaning up a mess, and that mess didn't have to be created. That store owner, when his window was broken, he... you know, that destroyed some value of his, and he had to pay or whatever, or have the kid pay or work to pay to have that window repaired. And that kid could have been working to do something that would have produced some new value instead of trying to restitute the store owner for the lost value of his window being broken. You take that concept of lost value out and you expand it to buildings and entire swaths of land and thousands of, if not hundreds of thousands of lives, and there's a tremendous loss of value that happens after every bomb drops that you can't bring back these people's lives. Even if you can repair the building, you can't bring back the lives that have been lost. How anybody could look at that loss and destruction and say that this is a good thing? Those people are twisted in the head. Well, something's wrong with them.
And not to even mention the bombs themselves. I mean, these are not the 500-pound bombs that we were dropping on Japan back in World War II and Germany. These are really complicated smart bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of these things, I don't know. I haven't got any numbers sitting in front of me.
Ka-ching.
But they're hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars apiece.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, people in my parents' generation, I used to hear it so often growing up. Oh, the World War II got us out of the Depression. Well, how? How did it do that? You know, they can't ever explain it to me.
Sounds like an old wives' tale to me.
Yeah, it's an old wives' tale. If World War II created or got us out of the Depression. And I remember, I was a kid, but I remember during the Vietnam War, Lyndon Johnson had pursued this so-called guns and butter policy. We were in the war, plus he was elevating all of the, ratcheting up all the social programs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, it got so bad that Nixon had to actually take us off the international gold standard in 1971 because we had such a bad trade imbalance and the dollar was getting so messed up that foreign countries were demanding gold as payment. And gold was going over to Europe, and mm-hmm. so that's when he cut it off. And, of course, during the 70s after that, we had stagflation, which is economic stagnation along with inflation. And it didn't stop until they raised interest rates to almost 20%. And that flushed a lot of the inefficiencies out of the economy. And then during the 80s, we had a good economy again. But they can't do that today. They can't raise interest rates to 20% because they'll destroy the economy completely with all the leverage and debt. And
at this point, the interest rates are relatively low compared to my lifetime, what I've seen. And the housing market is stagnant as hell. People are predicting that it won't come back for years.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Buy my house. House.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. No, I'm serious. Buy my house. It's beautiful. 3-2, just minutes from the beach, Sarasota, Florida. Live on the Sun Coast. Great excuse to maybe retire a little early.
Nice.
House.freetalklive.com. Back with Hour 2 in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff.